It's just a match made in heaven.
It's Chris and the Crew's Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST.
So we'll see how you do on this. Dan and I try to match each other's answers. It's a way to kind of get our brains moving, and I'm sure you could probably use a boost too. So here we go.
We feeling it, guys?
Dan's in a little bit of a Monday funk, so we're going to try to get him out of it.
Dan is always in a Monday funk.
Yeah.
But the weather's nice today.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that puts us in a happy mood.
How could that not make you happy? Mm-hmm. It's beautiful out. All right. So Joe's game show host going to ask the questions. I'm going to step out of here first. Dan's going to answer first. You try to just play along. Shout your answers at the radio. You can always put them in the app chat, too.
Yes.
We can check them off. Check, check, check as we go.
All right, Chris. We'll see you in a few.
All right. Bye.
Chris makes her way out. Dan,
hit the music. Hit the music. There we go.
There's a funky.
I feel better now.
Kind of. The match game theme song feels a little pornographic sometimes. It's like, you feel that vibe?
I mean, if you ever watched the show, I'm sure that was on purpose.
Okay. True. All right, you ready?
Here we go. Yes, I'm ready.
Dan, Mike said traffic on Route 1 in Mercer County was so bad.
Oh, how bad was it?
Well, he had time to blank before the light changed. This could also be pornographic.
You know, it could, but I don't think Chris is going to go there. No, not with this one. No. Because, no.
You know, Dan, I think next week I'm going to task Chris with taking over the game shows. I think, because you and I feel like one week we're going to perfect it. You would just say the dirtiest thing you could possibly think of.
And like, I don't want to say he had time to like take a nap because we don't want to go there driving a car either. No.
I did have a grandmother who used to rest her eyes at traffic lights.
Ooh, that's no good.
Mama.
No,
was
no way, no.
Me into a lot of trouble.
So you know what came to my mind first? Because I did know somebody who did this once. How about he had time to shave before the light changed?
Was that a coworker? Well, like a big, because you've been in TV and stuff as well. Was that a coworker in media? Or just somebody you knew?
Just somebody I knew. I think, was it back in high school maybe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, number two. My neighbor is so weird. Every morning he takes his blank for a walk.
Hmm. All right. Well, taking dog for a walk is obviously normal. Some people take their cat for a walk.
I've seen that.
A little unusual, but not so weird. Why don't we say fish? Takes his fish for a walk.
That'd be weird. You'd have to like.
We'll
like
carry the bowl.
Carry the bowl. You know, yeah. Sloshing around in there. All right, Dan, you ready? Super match.
Okay.
I mean, this one, if you don't say the obvious word right now. Ready? World blank.
Is it too obvious, though?
I don't think it's too obvious right now. What you're thinking, I don't think it's too obvious.
Okay, I won't overthink it then. World Cup.
I mean, Chris is fighting her interest in it. Last week, she said, everyone's into this. She's going to be into it in a cut to July. She's going to walk in some country's jersey or something. I know.
You're right.
She's going to suddenly be an Ivory Coast fan. Hey, Chris, you're back.
What's going on in here?
Oh,
we're just chatting about you.
We'll tell you when
we get to that point.
All
in the game.
Right, a lot of laughing going on.
All right, Chris, here we go.
Yep.
Mike said traffic on Route 1 in Mercer County was so bad.
Oh, gosh. How bad was it?
He had time to blank before the light changed.
Oh, God, I can think of a lot of things. Joe, it's a shame you and I aren't matching here.
I said to Dan before, I think the dirtiest answer if it was me would have just been,
That's probably what I thought of first, but I know Dan's not going there. What about, this may be a little too detailed.
Oh, boy, Dan.
What about he had time to run into the Wawa to pee before the light changed?
You know.
Did you think of that?
I thought about pee. And I didn't go there, no.
What'd you say?
I said he had time to shave.
Oh, my God. Do you know I actually see people shaving at lights with, like, guys with electric razors?
Yeah.
That's insane. It's funny
and
to me.
And women do their makeup sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that would have been.
I guess.
Although Mike's not doing his makeup.
Well, hey, you never know.
It could be. You never know. I mean, some guys put on a little cover-up, and you don't even know it in the workplace anymore.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, number two. My neighbor is so weird. Every morning, he takes his blank for a walk.
Oh, okay. Come on. I'm going to lock in on this one.
Just trying.
Okay, so obviously it's not dog. I'm trying to think of what other... So what pet would you not walk? What pet would you not walk?
Having... I just want to offer this. Technically it doesn't have to be a pet. It doesn't say his pet blank for a walk. I'm just offering that as fodder.
Oh, like maybe... maybe like his spouse? That would be funny. But I'm not going to say that though. That would be funny though, wouldn't it? Like, would you imagine you taking Amy for a walk?
We're not
We're going in a bad direction.
Yeah, I think there's some hostage illegal leave.
We're not gonna do that. What about in our house? The only other pet that we have in our house is a fish.
Really?
We have Fishy.
That's a good answer.
You did not say
I said fish.
Yes.
I just imagine, you know, walking down with a bowl, you know.
We have Fishy in our house.
I've never known that you had Fishy.
Didn't I tell you about Fishy? That Bailey got a betta fish as a Christmas gift from a friend of hers, and I was so mad. I'm like, what parent allows that? Because now I have to take care of it. But no, we make her feed. This fish has lasted since Christmas.
Oh, wow.
We have Fishy.
I was briefly concerned that this fish has been there for a while, and like when I housed it, I just forgot about it. I was having flashbacks to a couple years ago.
Now the thing is, now it's a challenge for me. How long we can keep Fishy alive?
Yeah. And with betta fish, that can be. We've had bettas.
Will they last a while?
No.
Oh,
6 months.
You're challenging. We're going on 7 months here,
Chris. You're on what they might call borrowed time.
That's okay. All right. It's a challenge
we
now.
We had Ian. We had Bluey. We had Ian 2. We had Bluey 2. Oh, we had Ian 3.
Oh gosh.
Good luck.
All right, Chris, you ready?
Okay. Wow.
The super match.
I'm excited about that.
I mean, if you don't match on the super match,
all right,
ripping up the questions for the rest of the game. World blank.
World blank? Is this too easy?
I say it.
World Cup.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I said World Wide Web.
Oh, God.
No, that's what you're talking about. I was saying that Chris last week was, everything is World Cup. Yeah. People aren't going to be really into
I'm
it.
And not
I said,
into it.
I said, cut to, Dan, my prediction is by mid-July. She's going to walk in here in some soccer jersey. She's going to suddenly be, go Ivory Coast to some random team.
You know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I buck the trends at first, and then I'm full blast in like halfway to mid-end.
Starting next week or so, she's going to have a team.
Yep.
U.S. will probably not be doing that well by that point.
She'll be going to a match.
She'll be fighting through the crowds and all that, yeah.
I like all the promo stuff and all the stores and stuff. It is starting to get me.
All right,
so we did carry away.
It's just a match made in heaven. It's Chris and the Crew's Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST.
Because if you're not, we're going to wake you up. We're Monday morning match gaming here. So you got to try to match our answers. Just yell them at the radio. You can put them in the app chat too if you want. I should open that actually.
I'm watching.
Okay, Joe's watching. And Dan and I are going to try to match each other's answers. We didn't do too bad round one. We got 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. So, Dan, you're going to get out of here this time so you can't hear my answers.
Yes.
I'll answer first, and then we'll see what we can do here.
That's right.
All right. Out.
Goodbye.
Bye, Dan. All right, Chris. First round was really good for you guys. So let's see how we do here in round two. Chris, Jen says she's exhausted.
How exhausted is she?
Her husband snores so loudly that it sounds like a blank.
Okay. My husband can snore pretty loudly sometimes, and then I kick him and he stops. Wait, what is it when it sounds like a train? Or that's a weather thing.
But you could say like
when
a freight train.
It sounds like a train.
People say like a freight train.
I'm not going to say that though.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a weather thing, so I don't think Dan's going to say that. Okay. I think, you know what? I'm going to go chainsaw.
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 All right.
Is that a buzz? Yeah. Like,
have you ever?
First gut though was train. I want to note that. So if he gets that,
you don't get points because you're locked in train. So I know.
But
all right, Chris. Connor loves to go out to eat. The new restaurant in town is so trendy though. They serve blank on toast.
Well, avocado toast is the obvious, right? But that's
not trendy now. You know that's
That's kind of done. Is sushi still trendy? Sushi on toast.
Okay.
That's kind of funny, too.
That's
like, who would have sushi on toast?
I see what you're going for. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right,
just a trendy food.
And the third one, Sunny Blank. With a U, by the way. Like, because, you know, not the name Sunny.
Okay.
Sunny.
So, Sunny. Remember those old commercials for Sunny D?
Yeah.
Sunny D, I'm going.
You know.
Although Weather Boy over here might... Sunny morning or something.
Sunny D started making those.
Hey, Mom, got any Sunny D?
They started making the cocktails, like in the can. Oh, they're really good.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to think of a cocktail in a can in my hand. Uh-huh. Anyway, all right, too much going on here.
Uh-huh.
All right.
He's got a hand signal going on right now that you do not want to see.
Dan, I'm glad you're back. She's trying to get me in trouble with the FCC. On a Monday.
Oh, my.
Chris,
did you see what he was doing through the window? Never mind.
Chris, haven't we we've been told to be on our good behavior this week? There's a lot of people around and stuff watching what we're doing.
Already getting in trouble. Not even 7:30 on a Monday. Okay.
Nope. All right, Dan, you ready? Jen says she's exhausted.
Aww. How exhausted is she? Go ahead, say it, Dan.
How exhausted is she, Chris?
Are you too
Joe?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, Dan. It's because her husband, he snores so loudly that it sounds like a blank.
I'm determined to get Dan in a better mood by the time he leaves this room.
Well, my wife only snored loudly when she was pregnant.
Oh,
which she is not.
She's been pregnant a lot, though, Dan. You got four kids.
Are you saying that Jen's husband snored so loudly it sounded like a pregnant woman?
No.
Okay. Don't say that.
One of my kids, I won't name which one, snores so loudly it actually sounds like a screaming woman.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of scary the first time you hear it. Also not my answer. I'm going to go with a classic loud thing. How about it sounds like a freight train?
Noted.
So Chris wanted it noted. She said train. And I said freight specifically. And she said, no, Dan's not going to say freight. So she said chainsaw.
So mad.
And she wanted credit.
You know, I was thinking lumberjack because that's the classic, you know, sawing wood is sleeping.
But I said train. And isn't there a weather thing that when a tornado's coming through, it sounds like a train?
It always sounds like a train. Yeah, always.
Why didn't I say that?
I said to her, don't. Anyway, she complicated it there. She talked about it.
We were close.
All right, Dan, you ready?
Answer.
Connor loves to go out to eat. The new restaurant in town is so trendy, though, that they serve blank on toast.
Blank on toast. You know, there's a certain way that I always answer these, and I don't know if Chris remembers this. I always go meta on questions like this.
Meta? Does.
Yeah. They serve toast on toast.
No. I did not remember that.
You know, Dan, now that you say that, I was like, yes, I remember. Yeah.
Because that's just so stupid.
Yeah.
But, a trendy restaurant would totally serve toast on toast.
Yeah, I do get it.
Like a rye toast on a meat toast or something.
Yeah. Oh, how trendy. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, you ready, you guys? Trying to do the final one here.
What did you say?
Oh, she
said
sushi.
I just picked a trendy food.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Well, it is, yeah.
All right. I dig it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Supermatch is Sunny Blank.
Sunny Blank. Ah, my specialty, right?
Uh-huh. Let's see if he goes with his specialty.
I mean, there's a lot of ways we could go with this. I'm just going to go first thing off the top of my head, sunny skies.
Oh, I should have gone the weather route.
I don't know why she
didn't go the weather route.
No, I should have, because I knew that's what you're going to say. I'd said Sunny D. Remember the drink?
As in Sunny Delight?
Yes. Yeah. I couldn't think of what it actually stood for.
Delicious, but wrong.
And the phallic thing I was doing with my hand was Sunny D now has canned cocktails, and I couldn't think of the word can. So I was doing that with my hand. I was making a little can motion.
Stop it, Joe.
Well, cheers to that, I guess.
Two Americans now say they're in a fun drought.
Does that just mean they're not getting any at home?
No, it's not. Well, it's not just that. Fun droughts are real. And there's a couple of reasons. Number one is inflation. Okay, nobody can afford the fun right now. Mm-hmm. And the second one they're saying, one of the big ones, and I guess we can add yours as a third. Maybe they don't have the right person in their life for some fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the second thing is that everybody's working like 2-3 jobs to afford just the basics. So they don't even have the time for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no money, no time.
They're working harder.
Fun droughts are real. I feel that right now. Ooh, I really do.
We were just talking about how this weekend our paychecks felt kind of late because today is payday for us. We're one of those 15th companies. And we were like, by yesterday, I was like, well, I'm just living not no money here.
I was crawling to the finish line.
To the finish line, right? You're watching that bank account.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Okay, let's get right to it. To Pennington we go. We say good morning to Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi, good morning.
You ready to take on Chris? You're your first timer, right?
Yes, I am. Yes,
today you woke up and you were like, today's the day I'm going to beat her, right?
Yes, I mean, hopefully.
Do you play in the car? Do you get a lot right when you play?
Well, you know what? It's usually like 70%. We listen on the way to school when I drop off my kids, and I just dropped them off. So you don't even have
any help with you because they're already at school.
No. I know. We'll see.
All right, good luck.
All right, Chris is making her way out of the room. Tiffany, it's just you and I. She won't hear your answers. Here we go. Number one. Tiffany, the World Cup is officially underway. Jay-Z was spotted at last night's game in Philadelphia. Who is Jay-Z's famous wife?
Beyonce.
Do you want to lock in Beyonce?
Yes, definitely.
All right, question number two. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce had a Broadway date as they saw Oh Mary on Saturday night. Maya Rudolph is currently starring in that show. She's a former cast member of what popular TV show?
SNL.
Do you want to lock in SNL?
Yeah.
And the third and final question. Father's Day is Sunday. Name the TV show with the father, Danny Tanner.
Full House.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
All right, Can't Be Chris This Morning is powered by Al's Airport and Barn Grill in Ewing. Live music six nights a week. I'll be out there on Thursday for another trivia night. Your chance to win a ton of concert tickets and five rounds of pop culture trivia. We'll start that at 8 o'clock. And coming soon, we're going to have a big announcement about an upcoming event involving a Taylor Swift party. All the events calendar always online, alsairportin.com. It's where the locals go. Chris, you back?
Here I am.
All right, Chris, you ready?
Sure.
Tiffany's all locked in, all three answers. Here we go. Chris, the World Cup officially is underway, and Jay-Z was spotted at last night's game in Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Who is Jay-Z's famous wife?
Beyonce.
You both said Beyonce. Oh, both. Correct. I had the right. Yeah. Didn't feel right. Okay. You're both correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got it. That's the ding ding.
Yeah. I'm a little trigger happy this morning. All right. Question number two, Chris. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce had a Broadway date on Saturday night as they went and saw Oh Mary. That show is currently starring Maya Rudolph. She's a former cast member of what popular comedy show?
Oh, my God. There's a lot of facets to that question.
Yeah. Maya Rudolph, what TV show?
Okay. SNL.
You both said SNL, and you're both correct.
Look at that. High right. score.
Could come down to the third and final question, Chris. Father's Day is Sunday. What TV show has the father, Danny Tanner?
Full House.
You both said Full House. You're both correct.
They're easy.
Tiffany, we end today in a perfect score of 3-3. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah, that was fun, and thankfully pretty easy.
Yeah, we got lucky today.
The guy who writes the questions
got lucky.
Sometimes has a case of the Mondays, so it makes them a little easier. All right, we get to see BTS when they bring their world tour to MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford on August 1st and 2nd, 2026. Some tickets may remain right now at Ticketmaster.com, but hang on, Tiffany.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Did you know that Olivia Rodrigo is 60% deaf in her left ear?
This is, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so this just came out in a recent interview explaining that, you know, sometimes on interviews she has to sit on certain sides so she can hear. It's pretty incredible. She's a great musician, obviously.
You know what I didn't see, and I didn't see in the interview, she didn't clarify, or anything I saw of it over the weekend, she didn't clarify if it was something she's lost from performing.
Right, or that she'd had from birth or something. Yeah, no, you're right.
She's young to have lost it from performing. You know, a lot of performers do, but over the years.
Oh, no, wait.
Is that
Hollywood Reporter said she talked about how they discovered it during her kindergarten hearing test.
Oh, so she's always, wow, that even makes it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a while. Okay. So no, Selena Gomez did not shade Taylor Swift. Come on. She wouldn't do that. Don't you know Selena by now? So you know what happened, Joe? That there was, you know, tons of posts about Taylor going to game four of the NBA finals because, you know, she's never been to a game. Why is she in Celebrity Row? All this stuff. And Selena commented on one of them, LOL. So everyone's like, what? You're shading your bestie? She said, no, she wasn't shading her bestie. She actually had a bet on the game and she lost. So she was kind of poking fun at her opponents. And it wasn't even on the slide of Taylor. It was on one of the other slides. So I'm surprised she even explained because Selena's kind of above that. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? But she did explain and said it had nothing to do with Taylor. So, you know, Michael has, I know you went to the Michael movie and you loved it.
Did, yeah.
You know, it's officially become the biggest music biopic of all time.
So it beat the Queen one.
Yeah, it beat Freddie Mercury with Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, so now it's huge. McDonald's is bringing back its fried apple pies. This is the first time they've been back since, what, 1992? Something like that?
Wow.
So if you're a fan of the OG apple pies, they're coming back starting next Monday, the 22nd. For 2 weeks only. So you better get your hands on them. This is pretty cool. If you want to spend more time, well, DoorDash has this new feature. So if you do spend a ton of time just deciding what you want to eat, they've got this thing now called Ask DoorDash, which I'm sure is like AI, right, Joe?
Yeah, all these things
and
are now.
And then you describe your cravings, like in plain language, like, God, I could really use a burger, like whatever it is. And they'll give you, you know, AI or Ask DoorDash will give you restaurant suggestions or grocery recommendations without you like endless scrolling. I kind of love that, actually.
I told you. I am now using AI to help me decide when I'm in the grocery store. I'm telling you, it has saved me time. Dan Zarrow, our meteorologist, was like, that sounds like letting the robots take over. No, when you walk into the grocery store and you're overwhelmed, try it.
I gotta be honest, I'm gonna try that.
I'm uploading my receipt each week and it's starting to really know what I buy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And Disclosure Day won the box office. A friend of mine was debating whether or not to see it last night. I'm not sure if she actually went, but she's like, I don't know if this is gonna creep me out like too much.
It absolutely
will.
And
I was like, yeah, no, pass. I'm passing. Yeah. That's a hard pass for me.
It looks terrifying.
But enough people went, though. Number one at the box office, $44 million. All right, there's the scoop. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. So we have a new neighbor here at the radio station. And you know me, friendly. I want to go meet her. And there's another reason why I want to go meet her, actually. Joe's like, no way. We're staying away. We're not going near. Very unfriendly.
First thing is I hate neighbors in general. Like I want nothing to do with neighbors. But she's a psychic and Chris wants to go like be like, oh, let's get some readings and stuff and like meet her. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, so we had it was a little building. It's a little like house turned into a professional building. And it was a realtor for the longest time. And then just recently, I noticed because it's at a light. So I was stopped at the light. I'm like, wait a minute, that says psychic readings. So we have a psychic right next to us, basically, as one of our neighbors now. Are you kidding? I want to go now.
Why? What good comes out of a psychic reading?
I don't know. I just think it's cool when they get everything right. Like, have you ever been to one?
I've been, yeah.
I've been to them, and it just amazes me how spot on some of them are. You can tell the ones that aren't great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've been to a few where I'm in awe at the end of them. I mean, I've had them predict where I live by certain streets that I'm between and like one described my engagement ring and knew that the center stone was my grandmother's. I mean, how would you know this stuff? You wouldn't. I don't know. It just fascinates me how people can look into the future. You know what I mean?
My entire feed, all that I'm obsessed with her, is Sylvia Brown.
Yes, remember her with the fingernails?
And she's horrible because she's not good. She's dead. She wasn't good. She'd sit there and she'd be like, oh, I'm getting that he drowned. And they'd be like, oh, he died in a fire. Yeah, well, he drowned after. Like, she just spiraled. And also, for me, like, I already know I'm going to die young. I just have always said that about myself.
Don't say that.
You know I've long said that. So I don't need a psychic to put a timestamp on that. I've always told you I feel like I'm going to go young.
So you don't want to look into your future.
I don't think there's much to look into.
I mean, now that I'm married, I don't need to worry about. I remember we used to go, my friends and I used to go like, you know, do you see a man in my future?
Yeah, yeah.
And they would describe them and stuff. Now that I'm married, I'm like, go ahead, tell me. Like, tell me what's next. What's coming up? I mean, you know, bad things have already happened to me. Like, I've lost my parents, so it's not going to be like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not afraid of hearing.
But remember former producer Gianna? Mom went to a psychic when Gianna was a kid. And she told her she wasn't allowed to go
Bordentown.
On Farnsworth Avenue in Bordentown because she foresaw somebody she loved having a crash there.
And, you know,
and Gianna has never driven down that road ever.
And do you know how many great restaurants are on that road and that she's missing out on because she won't go on Farnsworth Avenue in Bordentown?
We invited her to something there and she was like, I'd have to get a ride. But see, that's what I don't want to be beholden to something like that.
Are you into psychics? This is what I know. Like, have you been to one recently? Did they predict a lot of like real stuff? We want to know. Radio station, it's a psychic. It used to be a realtor's office, and then I was sitting at the light the other day, Joe, on the way to work. I'm like, wait, that's a psychic readings.
And Chris wants to meet her.
I came in. I was so excited. I'm like, who is coming to the psychic with me? We should at least go introduce ourselves since we're neighbors. Maybe she'll give us a free reading.
Why would we do that?
I love that stuff. I'm in the app chat. Kristen in Willow Grove says, I'll go with you, Chris. I love that stuff. Let's go to the phones. No. Nikki in Jackson is on the line. And Nikki, you've been to a psychic, right?
I have. Not for a while, though. We used to do it in college a lot. And I have been saying I want to go again. But this one woman, she actually used a regular deck of cards, not tarot cards. And pretty much everything she said came true.
Like, really?
She told me not to give my keys to anybody. So when you're in the dorms, you had a special key tag to get in, and I lent them to someone to get in, and then they disappeared. Now, he had to have had them, because where else would they go? But then 3 days later, they were on my kitchen table. So it was like weird things. Or you're going to buy shoes, and of course, there was a student in the student center, there was a shoe sale.
Yeah.
But the only thing that did not come true, and maybe it will, is she said I was going to have two marriages. Well, I'm divorced once already, so who knows?
Ooh, Nikki! Yeah.
Nikki, let us know when that second marriage comes in.
I love that for you. All right, thanks for calling. Now, in the app chat, Scooter in Florence said, I actually had a reading several years ago when us had a psychic on the radio station. All three predictions came true.
Yeah, and it doesn't do it for me. A couple of years ago, we had psychic Dawn on the show when you were off one day.
Okay.
She terrified me. She scared the crap out of me.
Because, I mean, how would they know this
but
stuff?
You know what I mean? She didn't get me right, Psychic Dawn. She said I was going to fall in love with a friend. I met my boyfriend shortly thereafter, but we weren't friends.
No, you guys weren't friends. Let's be honest. You were a hookup that you just got lucky on.
Stuck around with. Yeah. So she was wrong about that. Again, producer Gianna was still here at that point. She told producer Gianna, Gianna had rules for when Psychic Dawn came on the air because it was day you were off. She said, don't ask her about my relationship. My boyfriend gets very scared of that stuff. So Gianna kept me to that rule and I followed it. Psychic Dawn goes, well, you might want to close your legs, Gianna.
What?
She predicted a pregnancy. Last I checked, she wasn't pregnant.
She's not pregnant. Well, we're going to hear this together for the first time. Joe says he's got a confession. It's Chris and Joe.
Bit of an announcement.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
A bit of a personal announcement.
He's being very dramatic and kind of cagey and like, you didn't get engaged, did you?
No.
Oh, wait, it's personal?
Well, yeah, but
so
an
you're
engagement,
not leaving me, are
an
you?
An engagement would have been personal. No, this is not how I reveal to you that I'm moving on from the career. On Friday night, I finally pulled the trigger and my friends and I got our matching tattoos.
You did not.
I did.
We did.
I just sent you the photo because it's on my thigh. So you would never see it.
Wait, they had to shave?
I shaved.
You have that much hair on your thigh?
Yeah, I have hairy legs. So my friends and I...
Take your pants off.
Chris, I would literally... What Chris is describing is I would literally have to take my pants off.
I just said take your pants off.
I am not taking my pants off in the studio.
Wait, are you going to tell me what this stands for?
Yeah, so this is the long... And I know this is where you're going to tell me this is dumb, right? I have no tattoos. But for years, my friends and I have had this quote. It's so dumb. One of our friends said, if I'm gay, you're gay.
Oh, I remember this.
And we've always said that would be our group tattoo.
So if somebody's seeing your thigh at that level, they must be gay.
They must be gay.
And I gotcha.
It's inside where, like, if I'm wearing, like, a slimmer bathing suit, you can see it, which was the goal.
That's the inside of your thigh?
It's not the full-on. It's, am I really going to expose myself in
you
this room?
You are going to take off your pants. Let me see.
Oh,
my God. He is taking off his pants.
We are doing this. Okay.
Wait, let me see.
You can't look. Okay.
Oh, it's high.
It's high, right?
You got some nice undies on, Joe.
Yeah, I'm wearing
some Calvins.
Okay, but see? There it is.
Okay.
So we didn't get the full phrase, by the way. IIGYG.
Aren't you supposed to have it covered with some Vaseline on it or something?
I followed instructions. I just took off the peel thing. Just fell off this morning.
So when did you do this?
Friday night. We had made this pact years ago. This has been a thing in my group.
He's been talking about this forever.
Forever. So this wasn't on a whim or anything. Three of us went on Friday night. But the weekend before at Pride, we pinky promised we were finally going to do it.
But now you're finally in a long-term relationship. Why this now? Who else is going to see your thigh besides him?
But does it matter? It's always been our group thing.
Okay, so it's just a group inside joke, basically.
Yeah, and one of our friends did it, and they had a slightly more intricate design on their ankle. Me and my friend Brinson, we just did the matching ones. My boyfriend, I did have to explain to my boyfriend. I was like, so I now have a matching tattoo with a friend.
Wait, can I ask you something? If you're in a relationship, we should dive deeper into this.
Because it did start some drama. One of the guys is in a relationship.
If you're in a relationship, don't you kind of have to run that by the other person before you get a tattoo?
I don't think you do, but
Why do I smell this as a phoner tomorrow?
I think tomorrow we might be asking at this very time.
I kind of think that you should have mentioned this to your boyfriend before you went and did it.
We'll do this tomorrow around this time, but he's always heard me say I want this tattoo.
Okay.
He didn't tell him
before you went?
I sent him a picture on Friday night and I said, look what we finally did. And he was fine with it. But yeah, so I thought you were. I thought you were going to yell at me for the phrase is dumb.
Well, like, you've talked about it forever.
Like my mom, if she ever finds out, will tell me that phrase is dumb.
She's not going to be happy. I'm the most shocked thing I am about this is the amount of hair on your thigh.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So this is pretty cool. DoorDash has a new feature that could actually help you out. I'm going to get into this, I think. So the feature is called Ask DoorDash. And basically, if you're like me and you scroll and scroll and scroll, I don't know what to eat. Where should we go? I don't know what to eat. Can't decide. You tell this Ask DoorDash, which I'm sure is just AI, like your cravings. Like, I'm feeling like Italian, or I'm feeling like, you know, a burger or whatever. It'll spit out where you should go, basically, where you should order from.
That's good.
I like this. Or even like grocery recommendations if you want to, you know, like get some groceries and cook at home.
Yeah.
Kind of love that.
I've been telling you that. I my pal Claude has been helping me now. And again, I have some weird dietary things. So I'm like, hey, Claude, my stomach hurts today, but I have a tomato or whatever, and it makes suggestions.
Do you get that detailed?
I have, because I have a thread with it, right? You keep updating the same thread. I show it what I bought this week. I tell it what I had this week. And it's really been helping me rote. And like the other night, it was like, you haven't had spaghetti in 6 nights.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh, you're right. I haven't.
I might get into this because I am like so over finding new recipes right now.
And
I've been cooking dinner forever.
For me, it's when you get in the grocery store, like, it's stressful because I don't know what aisle I'm walking in or whatever. It helps,
especially if you're hungry too. So listen, McDonald's is bringing back a fan favorite. It's the OG, like, fried apple pies. They've been around since the 90s.
Wow.
So if you want one of these, if you remember them, they're back for only 2 weeks. Like, you got to go quick. And they're coming back on Monday the 22nd, so a week from today. And okay, so did you spend your whole weekend running errands? And here you are on Monday and you're like, what did I do besides run errands? They actually say people who run errands on the weekends are happier as the week starts because, well, can you guess why?
Their to-do list isn't daunting them.
Exactly. So you don't then have work and your to-do list to deal with. Your to-do list is done.
Yeah.
So even though, I mean, it's funny. Last night I said to myself, gosh, I actually accomplished stuff this weekend. Like stuff I needed to get done and it felt good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The alternative is you do it otherwise you have a project every weeknight.
Yeah, that kind of stinks. All right, there's the scoop. Moments. So big debate right now. I mean, you probably went out over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Oh my God, Joe. I went to a gay bar in Philly.
Okay.
And I also just think gay men are very complimentary, especially towards straight women. I left that bar, Joe, thinking I was the hottest woman alive. Loved my hair. They loved my skin. They loved my clothes, my makeup. And I mean, yeah, some of them had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
But I mean, not just that instance, but overall, can you believe, you know, you start spitting out compliments when you're drunk.
Do you believe them?
I say 100% yes.
Oh, no.
I think your filters are off. You're just spitting out truths.
Let me reframe it. Okay, let me paint you a picture.
You're not holding back at all because the alcohol has kind of let your inhibitions go, right? You're just telling the truth.
Let me reframe it, though. Have you ever heard of drunk blinders, where you've drank it too much and suddenly somebody that wasn't that attractive is? Meaning you're now seeing the world through a slightly different lens. So the compliment I'm giving you, and again, I'm not saying that what compliments you've gotten in bars are not valid. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so pretty. You're my best friend. You're this. You're that. Some of it's in truth, sure.
I've heard them called beer goggles, right?
Yeah, exactly. And in some cases, like, for me, it's like, I do the same thing. There's two places I over-compliment. Ready? Number one is when I'm drunk. And number two is even if I'm sober, when I'm in the bedroom, I tend to over-compliment there as well. I just lay it on because I'm like, well, time to, you know, we're doing things.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. But don't, I could say that works the opposite way too, where I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying though, right?
I do. Where the alcohol kind of lets you relax. So you're telling the truth. Not relax, maybe not the right word.
I know what you're saying. Your inhibitions are gone.
Yes, that's what I mean. And I don't know, like, sometimes you're scared to say a compliment because you're not brave enough to say a compliment. But now, hey, you're saying it.
not everything's a Hallmark movie, though, Chris, if that makes sense.
Like, you're
going to, like, an extreme, like, oh, it's a Hallmark Channel movie, and it's two lovers or whatever.
That is
and
probably why.
That's not always going to be the case. It's not always that simple.